Thank you for logging on this evening. Welcome to our evening service. It's so good that you have joined us, and we pray that you will find spiritual nourishment and refreshment this Sunday evening from God's Word. I just want to say thank you to those who faithfully encourage by logging on every Sunday night and by their little messages of encouragement. That means so much. So thank you for that. This evening, as we continue in this little series of Summer Saints, we're going to think tonight about a guy called Jabez. And we find him in the Old Testament, in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, just two verses. So if you have a Bible handy, please open God's Word with me at 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Let's read God's Word. Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from all harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Amen. Tonight, as I said, we're thinking about another summer saint. And all of these saints were ordinary people who trusted an extraordinary God. Tonight, as I've said already, it's Jabez. And Jabez could be summed up like this. He was the real pain who became a real blessing. He was the real pain who became a real blessing. What a pain. I wonder, have you ever been described by someone? Have I ever been described by someone as a pain? Or I wonder, have we ever described someone we know as a real pain? What a pain. That was certainly said of Jabez. His name Jabez and his story is found in just two verses in the Old Testament, in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, the verses we have just read. And it's not often that so few words reveal so much about a man of God. Now, the books of 1 and 2 Chronicles there in the Old Testament of our Bible were written to record or to chronicle the history of the nation of Israel. And if you look through these first few chapters of 1 Chronicles, you will see that they are seemingly endless lists of names. And by the time you come to the passage, the two verses that we're focusing on this evening, 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10, the verses that speak about Jabez, before you get to those verses, you read of a staggering 425 names of people. And then suddenly, as you come to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, there's a change. We come to this guy called Jabez. And after naming 425 people without comment in the genealogies of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel, the writer of 1 Chronicles comes to this guy called Jabez. Now, for us to gain a deeper understanding of why the Spirit of God calls Jabez in verse 9 of 1 Chronicles 4 more honourable than his brothers, let's this evening look at two simple facts, two simple truths about this guy called Jabez. Here's the first one, his painful past. Here was a guy that certainly had a painful past. Now look at verse 9. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." As you know, names are very significant in the world of the Bible. Often Bible characters were named to reflect something about their character, something about their destiny. And yet the name Jabez literally means he causes pain. Now think with me for a little moment. It's not hard to imagine some childhood situations that this guy had faced as he grew up. Most parents would call their children their pride and their joy, but Jabez was called his mother's pain. What a label. What a name to grow up with. What a stigma to carry as you grew up. But as we're going to see, Jabez was the real pain who became a real blessing. Now look again at verse 9. Look closely at the text of verse 9. His mother had named him Jabez because she said, I gave birth to him in pain. Will you notice in verse 9 that there's no mention of a father? There's no mention of a family name. The words the son of do not occur in verses 9 and 10 regarding Jabez. And if this is the case, then what's it saying? Well, maybe it's hinting at us that Jabez possibly could have been an illegitimate child. And if that was the case, here was a Jewish lad without a dad, without an inheritance, and therefore growing up with a lot of shame in his life. Maybe another explanation of this verse is that Jabez was a child of a particularly difficult delivery. Perhaps his mother had literally died in childbirth. Maybe that's why he was called pain. And yet, let me stress, we just can't be sure why Jabez was called pain. But for whatever reason Jabez was called pain, the great and the encouraging and the exciting gospel truth that emerges from this guy's life is that God can take a nobody like Jabez and make somebody special out of him. In other words, God can take a loser like Jabez and make him a winner for his glory. Listen this evening, regardless of your background, regardless of your past, regardless of whatever pain is in the past of your life, let me remind you tonight that through the cross work of Jesus, God can make your life a blessing. God can turn the pain into blessing for the sake of his glory. This Sunday evening, are you terribly discouraged about your background? Are you discouraged, maybe even embarrassed about the pain of your past? Could it be the home you grew up in was a home where you learned more about sin than you learned about the Savior? Maybe as you grew up, the only time you heard the precious, exalted, wonderful name of Jesus, you heard it as a curse word. Let me remind you that one of God's names is the name Redeemer. And therefore I'm urging you, if there's lots of pain in your past, give all the painful pieces of your life to the Lord. And by his redeeming grace, you will see him make something beautiful out of your life. What is your pain? What is the pain that you experienced growing up? What is the pain that you're struggling with in your life right now? What is the pain that's holding you back, maybe from becoming all that Jesus wants you to be? Listen, whatever it is, look tonight at God's servant, this summer saint called Jabez, and learn from him the reality of Romans 5 verse 20, that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Learn from Jabez the reality of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, that he makes all things beautiful in his time. Learn from Jabez the reality of 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27, that God chooses the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chooses the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Jabez, his painful past. The second thing I want us to see from these two verses, 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10, is that he prayed a powerful prayer. Point number two, his powerful prayer. His powerful prayer. Now look at verse 10. We've been focusing on verse 9 in our first point. In our second point, let's focus on verse 10. It says, Jabez cried to the God of Israel. This guy is remembered for one thing. He's remembered for his prayers. And that's a good thing to be remembered for. Look at the prayer he prayed. Jabez cried to the God of Israel, verse 10. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Now, if you look closely with me at verse 10, let's break verse 10 down into four little bits of this guy's prayer. Let's look at the first bit. Bless me. Look at verse 10. Jabez cried to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me. Here was a guy that longed to know the blessing of God upon his life. Oh, that you would bless me. Maybe tonight, am I speaking to some dear child of God and you've lost sight of the fact that God is more willing to bless you than you are to be blessed. God is a generous God. God is generous in his blessing. Listen to the language of Exodus 34, verse 6. It describes God as abundant in goodness. God desires to bless his children. He longs to overflow our lives with the fullness of his blessing. Jabez simply wanted to get under the spout where God was pouring out his blessing, and he simply wanted his life to be filled up and to be overflowing with the blessing of God. But did you notice in verse 10, as Jabez prays, the very first word he prays, oh. Here was a guy who didn't pray formal, cold, clinical prayers. Here was a guy that prayed with passion, oh, that you would bless me. Here was a guy that prayed with heartfelt longing to know the blessing of God. Christian, can I remind you what Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 7? Listen to the words of Jesus. He says, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. I want to remind you tonight, no matter how wonderfully the Lord has blessed you, there's always more. Bless me. That was the first part of Jabez's prayer. Here's the second part. Enlarge me. Enlarge me. Look at verse 10. Jabez cried to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Other translations word verse 10 like this, enlarge my borders. Jabez's prayer to have his borders enlarged was not the prayer of a land grabber. It was not the prayer of somebody who wanted to be a prosperity hunter. It was somebody who knew he was praying in the will of God. After all, Exodus 34, verse 24, God has promised, I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Or in Deuteronomy 12, verse 20, God repeats this promise when he says, when the Lord your God enlarges your borders as he has promised. You see, Jabez was not content with the status quo. Here was a guy that wanted God to bless him, to enlarge his borders. Why? So that he, in God's name, could faithfully serve more people for the glory of God. Jabez wanted to be used by God more than anything else. He wanted to leave a mark for the glory of God. Is that the longing in your heart, to be used by God, to be blessed by God, and in turn your life to be made a blessing to other people for the glory of God? Bless me. Enlarge me. Here's the third part of this significant prayer that Jabez prayed. Accompany me. Look at verse 10. Let your hand be with me. Now, the hand of God in Scripture is very symbolic. It's symbolic of God's strength and God's power. Let me give you a couple of illustrations of that from Scripture. Ezekiel begins his great vision of the valley of dry bones with these words. In Ezekiel 37, verse 1, he says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me." Or when Nehemiah reflected on why Artaxerxes, king of Persia, had permitted him as a Jewish slave to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem for the glory of God, what did Nehemiah say? Nehemiah 2, verse 8, "The king granted the request because the hand of God was on him." To have the hand of God upon your life is to have the power of God upon your life. That's what Jabez wanted. This little known man wasn't interested in going it alone. He wanted to know the hand of God upon his life. He wanted the Lord to accompany him. Believer, let me say to you, you will go nowhere spiritually. Your life will just go round in circles. Your life will just drift spiritually unless you cry out, "Lord, let your hand be upon me. Lord, accompany me. Lord, come with me as I journey for your glory. Bless me. Enlarge me. Accompany me." And look at the fourth part of his prayer. "Keep me." Look what he goes on to pray towards the end of verse 10. "Keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." Here was a guy, as we've learned earlier, who knew all about pain. And what does he pray in verse 10? "Keep me from all harm so that I will be free from prayer, from pain." What Jabez prayed may well be described as a preventative prayer. Like preventative medicine, preventative prayer is something you do before you have the problem. He's saying, "Lord, keep me from all harm. Lord, watch over my life." And you know, believer, that's an excellent prayer for you to pray and for me to pray each and every day. "Lord, keep me from all harm." In other words, we pray it in the disciples' prayer. "Lead us not into temptation. Keep me from all harm, O Lord." Jabez's prayer: "Bless me, enlarge me, accompany me, keep me." But that's not the end of the two verses that speak about Jabez. Because look at verse 10. "And God granted his request." Aren't those words of verse 10, "And God granted his request," music to your ears? God delights, God loves to answer the prayers of his children. So is it not time for you and for me to start to pray more often the prayer of Jabez? Jabez, the real pain, who became the real blessing. So as I draw all this to a close this Sunday evening, I want to ask you a very personal question. What's your pain? Maybe your pain is the pain of abuse. And for some people, that is a terrible, terrible pain. Maybe your pain is the pain of growing up with some stigma in your life. Maybe your pain is the pain of divorce. Maybe your pain is the pain of being misunderstood. And you know, sometimes when we go through horrendously painful situations like that, our lives are put on hold and we can't get past our pain. But we've just learned about Jabez, the real pain, who became a real blessing. I want to urge you tonight, regardless of how big, regardless of how deep, regardless of how strong your pain is, give it all to Jesus. Give all your pain, all your regret, all your misunderstanding, all your confusion to Jesus tonight. And by his providential grace, by his redeeming grace, by his almighty grace. Watch him take the pain and turn your life from being a life that's put on hold through pain to a life that's made a life of blessing, not just for your sake, but for the sake of others, and ultimately for the glory of God. I'm glad that in Scripture, after 425 people just being named in the early chapters of the book of 1 Chronicles, in 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10, we meet this remarkable summer saint, Jabez, the real pain who became a real blessing. Do you long tonight? Do you long to move from your pain and move to have your life become a real blessing for the glory of God? And if you do long for that, can I pray for you tonight that that will become a reality in your life, even this evening? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the Word of God, and sometimes, Lord, the Word of God touches raw areas of our lives, and we believe this tonight has happened for some people who have logged on to this evening's service. We thank you for this summer saint called Jabez. And Lord, he had a lot of pain in his life. And yet, Lord, we thank you that you enabled him by your redeeming grace to move from whatever his pain was, whatever his stigma was, whatever his hurt was. You enabled him to move from his pain and to become a real blessing, not just for the sake of his own life, but for the sake of many other people who encountered him. And Lord, I want to pray for those who have experienced some terrible pain in their lives. And Lord, when that happens, sometimes the enemy can come and hijack that situation, and our lives can be put on hold or put in park, and we struggle to move any further in life when we go through very painful situations. But Lord, I lovingly and specifically pray for people tonight who are struggling with painful situations in their lives. Lord, I pray that they'll cry out and they'll pray the prayer of Jabez tonight, and they'll move from their pain and they'll move into your blessing, not just to know blessing in their own lives, although that is special, but also to move in their own lives for their lives to become a blessing to others. Lord, I pray as a result of this ministry tonight that there will be those who in turn will be able to draw alongside other people and say, yeah, I too knew a lot of pain in my life, but let me tell you how through the life of Jabez in Scripture, God turned my pain into blessing. Lord, make many people a blessing to those who are struggling with pain in their lives tonight. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all this evening and forevermore. Amen.